coat again. He'd escaped the terrible British February drabness, the dirty buses, the corned beef in corner shops, the mass market fashions, the stiffness and oldness, the chill of austerity. He had travelled to the glittering south.
Antonia Quirk was reading her essay in the series Listener, They Wore It. In tomorrow night's essay, Susanna Frankel considers a brilliant white shirt. That's tomorrow night at 11:15. On Saturday...
Radio 3's Verdi 200 celebrations continue with a live performance from the Met of one of Verdi's most popular works, Rigoletto. Some of the greatest moments of all opera and a new production from the Metropolitan Opera, New York. Hear it live on BBC Radio 3, Saturday night at 6 o'clock.
Back to this evening, it's 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Max Reinhardt. Good evening, Max.
Good evening, Jonathan. And how was Valentine's night for you?
I've postponed it.
Okay.
Is that allowed?
I suppose it is. I wonder whether I'm going to have mine at some point. But right now, you've just heard the story of a famous overcoat on the essay, and my producer Felix thought this an ideal time to play Leonard Cohen's famous blue raincoat. Trouble is, I've never really been a fan of his music. So we decided that you should decide, should we play Leonard Cohen on Late Junction tonight? Yes, it's your decision, listener. Give us your verdict and your reasons. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3. Email us late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Meanwhile, Valentine sweethearts, however good it's been tonight, who knows what tomorrow will bring? As Lonnie Johnson reminds us.
Just another lovely song that's in my heart to linger on. Your lips are so tender, your heart is beating fast, and you willingly surrender. Everything.
fancy tonight. Thank you.
Syd Barrett's Lanky, Part 1. The fruit of his first solo recording session at Abbey Road after he and Pink Floyd had parted company back in 1968. It's very much Syd the exploratory musician who used to lead the improvisations in the early days of the Floyd. The Syd who chirpily told a German rock critic in the early 70s that he always thought his colleagues in the Pink Floyd were a bit boring. I mean, he reasoned, they were architecture students after all. Here's another adventurous musician, Japan's Cornelius, doing something which I didn't know he did, playing piano very brilliantly. This is Opening from Glassworks by Philip Glass.
Thank you. sometimes when I'm, you know, kind of a singing a concert, you know, and yeah, someone in the audience might say, well, come on, why don't you play a little, you know, I mean, we've been hearing all these sounds for quite a long time now, and really, what we'd like to hear, some kind of real song. And Joe, when these moments come along, I just, yeah, well, I'm kind of at a loss because I always think that I'm really singing yeah. A real song. A real song. I always sing. But sometimes, when these moments come along, then I just come out with one of my favorite songs. Is it both? Tall and tan and young and lovely. Oh, yeah. The girl from Ipanema goes walking. Is it? And when she walks, the people, they all say, young and love that, yeah. The girl from Ipanema goes, and then as she walks, the people, they all say, They look straight ahead. Not at me. Well, tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema. Yeah, she goes. And when she looks, the people, they all say, And when she walked up, kind of the real song that I love to sing.
La noche no quiere venir para que tú no vengas ni yo pueda ir. Pero yo iré aunque un sol de alacranes me coma la sien. Pero tú vendrás con la lengua quemada por la lluvia de sal. El día no quiere venir para que tú no vengas ni yo pueda ir. Pero yo iré entregando a los sapos mi mordido clavel. Pero tú vendrás por las turbias cloacas de la oscuridad. Ni la noche ni el día quieren venir para que por ti muera y tú mueras por mí.
It's Valentine's Night And how else to celebrate but with that stunning performance of a love poem by the late legendary ranchero singer Chavela Vargas. The poem was by Federico Garcia Lorca, Del Amor Desesperado, of Desperate Love. Before that, The Surreal Side of Romance, the insanely inspired performance artist, musician and vocalist David Moss treated us to his unique take on The Girl from Ipanema. That's what it was. In a moment, more majestic desperation, Django Bates' beloved trio with Django's miniature tragedy, Sadness All the Way Down. But to prepare us for that melancholy descent, a piece of ethereal a cappella minimalism. Example number 5, Old Man Meditating, from Pelle Gudmundsen Holmgreen's Example, sung by Ars Nova Copenhagen, directed by Paul Hillier.
Thank you.
Never, by Sasha Ilyukovich and the Highly Skilled Microns. That's some London-based Belarusian contemporary chamber jazz rock to keep your Valentine's afterglow a-glowing. Some listeners might have even caught them live in North London tonight. Were you there? How was it? Tweet us at BBC Radio 3 or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And while you're at it, have your say. Should we be playing Leonard Cohen's famous Blue Raincoat tonight on Late Junction? We'd love to know your reasons too. So far, there's sort of an eightfold yes to Leonard Cohen, but we'll see how it goes. And there's some good reasons too. Teresa Griffith emailed in from Charlton. My mum used to play him and I hated it. Now I'm nearly 52 and I get it. And Nigel Lee says, given that the poet laureate Carol Ann Duffy included a tantalising fragment of famous Blue Raincoat in today's episode of her Radio 4 series, Tell Me the Truth About Love, there's a case for being allowed to hear the whole thing. Well, we're considering the case here on Late Junction. More now from Jamako, that new album from Baseku Kuyate Ngoni Bar, in which Baseku and his family seek to rescue their beloved country, Mali, from war, suffering and intolerance, with the remarkable power of their music. Jamako means a great meeting of people. And he writes, You may be rich or poor, Muslim or Christian, let's get together and enjoy ourselves. This is Madhu.
Precipitate.
The City That Reads. That was Arto Lindsay playing to his strengths, noise, avant-rock and Brasiliana, and producing a mighty fine evocation of a metropolis sometime somewhere in the Americas. Before that, Leicestershire-born experimental composer Simon Bookish with an evocation of London, Il Trionfo del Tempo, a praise song to his local market, Ridley Road. Yes, he's a North Londoner now, but let's not get involved in his football allegiances. Please. Time to bring back the love to tonight's Lake Junction. Well, heartbreak at any rate. You'll recognise the song. It's the third version of it that I've played this week. It comes from Layla by the Eliza Carthy, Bella Hardy, Lucy Farrell, Kate Young Quartet. They've just done a two-week tour which took them from Cardigan to Birmingham and all points in between. But you can still catch them live in London at King's Place on Wednesday, March the 13th, sharing the bill with Liza's cousins Oliver Knight and Mary Waterson.
Sally, free and easy, that should be her name. Sally, free and easy. That should be her name. Star.
Thank you.
John Cage's Dream Variation, performed by Alexei Lubimov, Cage's longtime advocate and champion in Soviet Russia. And he was fortunate enough to see his own dream come true when he spent time with the master. That was when Cage visited Moscow towards the end of his life. It must have felt like that for blues fans in the 1960s when they saw the long-disappeared Delta legends of the 1920s reappear at festivals, worn but unbeaten spirits walking again amongst the living and making those riffs ring out all over again. Here's such a man, the Reverend Robert Wilkins, performing his song, The Prodigal Son, at the Newport Folk Festival of 1964.
Prodigal son left home, strange land, and become to get destitute and hungry and weary. Then he came to himself, I believe I'll go back home and acknowledge my father that I did wrong.
Get along. And the poor boy stood time I rise, I believe I'll go back home. Believe I'll go back home. I believe I rise. I believe I'll go back home. Believe I rise. I believe I'll go back home. And that'll be the way for me to get along. And it's far down the road, friend, as it's far to see, as it's far to see. Far down the road, friend, as it's far to see. Far down the road, friend, as it's far to see. Did I believe that my son coming home to me, coming home to me? I believe that my son coming home to me. Believe that my son coming home to me. And that's the way for us to get along. And as far as he run to him and fell down on his knees, fell down on his knees. His father run to him and fell down on his knees. His father run to him and fell down on his knees. To sing and pray, Lord, have mercy on me, Lord, have mercy on me. Begin to sing and pray, Lord, have mercy on me. Begin to sing and pray, Lord, have mercy on me. And I'm so glad the Lord sent my son home to me, my son home to me. So glad the Lord sent my son. Kill my fattest calf.
The Reverend Robert Wilkins, performing his song, or was it a sermon, The Prodigal Son, at the Newport Folk Festival of 1964. That was 35 years after he originally recorded as There Ain't No Way to Get Along in the Peabody Hotel, Memphis, Tennessee, for the Brunswick label. It got more scriptural as the years rolled by, and so, of course, did he. The Stones covered it on Beggar's Banquet, but that would have been the devil's music of the original. This is Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3, and you'll find tonight's playlist, Devil's Music or Not, on the Lake Junction pages of the Radio 3 website. And while you're there, listen again to the programme any time at all over the next 7 days. It'll be Valentine's night all week. Let's stay with the ecclesiastical and heavenly for a while longer. This is the Gloria from Victoria's Missa Vidi Speciosam, performed by the choir of Westminster Cathedral, directed by David Hill. Quartet in a very chill vein. I've got Viking in me, and the Viking connection takes us almost neatly to Newfoundland. This is From Awayland by Villagers, another brand new album that puts a smile in your face as soon as you hear it. People who've just got involved with little babies will probably love this even more than the rest of us, and they're probably wide awake and listening in too. In a Newfoundland, you are free.
Heavy you are, my newborn child, so viciously free, so careless and wild, with the eyes of a saint and the soul of a thief in a newfound land.
Such bad luck fall on me. What can I say? What can I do? When something wrong with you, I had my heart in your hand. You broke my heart, ain't that a shame? What can I do? When something wrong with you, is this the way it had to be? Why such bad luck fall on me? What can I say? What can I do? When something wrong with you, I had it all planned just for you. You broke my plans in two. What can I do?
I had it all planned just for you, but you broke my plans in two. That was Something Wrong by Fats Domino. Could that be a final dart from Cupid to end this Valentine's Night Lake Junction? Well, only time will tell. I'm Max Reinhardt. I'll be back on Tuesday night at 11 p.m. But first, I said at the start of the show, let us know if you want us to make space for Leonard Cohen's famous blue raincoat on Lake Junction. And we've had some great comments. For example, Denny Cohenite says, of course you must play Leonard Cohen, totally unique, sublime encounters at the edge of sanity. And there were some nice things from Jeremy Main and also from Jay Taylor. And there was this, selfishly I'm voting no, can't find the blue light bulb we used to listen to Cohen by in 72. And that's true. Well, we've read all the tweets and emails that have been piling up ever since we first started this thing. We've counted up the votes and there were four times as many yeses as noes. So, here he is, Leonard Cohen.
It's 4 in the morning. The end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene. And you treated my woman to a flake of your life. And when she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regards. Possibly say, I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, well, your enemy sleeping, and his woman is free. Yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Sincerely, Elkhorn.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. For this opening couple of hours tonight, music making from Cuarteto Casals. They've been called the first Spanish string quartet with a truly international profile. And in this concert from 2010, they're on home ground in Barcelona. Later on in the concert, you can hear them in Schubert's Death and the Maiden Quartet and Shostakovich's second string quartet. To open, though, the Casals players in Mozart, a quartet from the grief-stricken times after his first child died at just 2 months old. It's Mozart's only great quartet in a minor key, D minor, and has a quality that's been variously described as passionate melancholy or fevered intensity.
Thank you. Yeah.